We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're down to the final four of the conference championships. Joining us, BrandonLang.com, the amazing one. And he, like everybody else, did not have a great week last week. I was 0 for 4. I took all the underdogs except for the Saints. That was a brilliant pick. Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Lang joins us. How are you?
You know, I'm hanging in there. You know, it's most certainly after hitting the Chargers over the Ravens and my biggest BCS championship release of my life with Clemson, you know, I'm setting up in the penthouse, living large. And then to have won, you know, 9 of the last 12 weeks in the NFL on Sunday and to be on the kind of run I was on to get on the wrong side of Colts and Chiefs, and then on Sunday, Saints and Eagles. It's frustrating. I love it when these coaches come out afterwards, and Frank Reich said, you know, they outplayed us and they outcoached us. Well, how is that possible? How can you, as a head coach in the NFL, go into a game when your team is absolutely on fire and make the statement that they outcoached you? It isn't your job to have your team ready. And just the things that the Colts did in the game, you know, Andrew Luck looked horrible, the play calling. You knew you were in trouble when Ebron drops a, you know, you just gashed him for 8 yards in the run game, and I love how these teams just continue to want to throw on 3rd and 2. Man, just spread them out and run it, you know. And
yeah, I agree. Well, we've seen Ebron drop passes here in Detroit for years, but he did have a great year. I thought it was incredible is the fact that the Colts, like you said, ran away from the running game, and just the whole weekend, you know, we've. You know, all season we talked about these wild, crazy offenses, but the teams that ran the ball, just like old school, they won. And, you know, the way the Rams, we'll get to the Rams in a second too, but for this week, but the way they just 280 yards, whatever the hell it was against the Cowboys, was I would never seen that coming against a Cowboy defense.
Yeah, and that's the thing is I don't think people realize how good that Dallas defense was playing. They were playing really lights out. And the way they played Seattle 2 weeks ago, you just felt they had a really good shot going in there, and they got gas. Give Sean McVay credit. He had his team ready. The bye week worked out real well for them, and, you know, going in this week, and I think I like their chances. I wasn't impressed. The Saints just don't look right to me, and then this goes back to their last 6 games where in their run, when they were hot, they're averaging about 447 yards per game. Over their last 6 games, they're averaging just under 300 total yards. So when you break down what they're doing offensively, I don't know how you saw the game, but yeah, if Lutz makes the field goal, you're up 9, you're covering the 8.5, you're still going to have to sweat a back door. But Sean Payton coached scared. He coached conservative. And that's not him.
Right, especially until the fake punt. To me, the game changed three huge plays. The fake punt, the strip sack, where if Brandon Graham recovers the ball deep in New Orleans territory, Philly goes up either 17-0 or 21-0. And, of course, the drop pass by Jeffrey. Who knows if they would have scored or not. All right, so let's start with the first game on Sunday, and that is going to be the NFC game. The Rams going to the Superdome. 3 points. I don't think it's moved much. The over-under I saw, what, is 57. That's pretty much held, too.
Yeah, funny thing about it is the first meeting between these two, I had a monster play on the Saints. And bought it from 3.5 to 3. And I watched that game, and they jumped up big, if you remember. I think they're up by 21, and then the Rams came back and tied it at 35 and actually got the ball back and went 3 and out. And Sean McVay, in a press conference last week, or actually on Sunday night, said he remembered the sequence of the 3 plays he called when they got it back at 35-35, and then the Saints drove down and got a field goal. And then I think they got a turnover, and then I think they hit Thomas on the big 3rd and 9 for the touchdown. For me, I just like the way the Rams looked last week against a really good Dallas defense. And one thing McVay did say is he said, that was our first loss of the year. And we went there, we felt what it was like, we experienced what it was like, we will be better prepared to handle it that current line right now is a solid 3.5. For me, I'm going to war with the Rams and Sean McVay. I'm going to war with the team that has Aaron Donald in the middle, and I'm going with the team that impressed me enough to run the ball against the Dallas defense that was playing as good, if not the best, of every team that was left last week. I'm going to take the Rams plus the 3.5.
Speaking of the defensive lineman, a guy that we know here too well, Ndamukong Suh had his best game of the season on Saturday.
That was the key. I'm glad you brought that up, because I meant to note that. That was the key. Because if you're going to double Donald, which you have to, Sue's got to have the big game, and he did. I don't like the way that offensive line of the Saints performed last week against that Eagles defensive line, and now you got Sue playing with confidence with Donald, and I like what I saw from Jared Goff. This secondary of the Saints can get exposed. Nick Foles exposed it. Philadelphia should have won that game. It's sad that they didn't. I like this matchup for the Rams.
And hearing the Rams talk, and granted it's a lot of trash from their secondary who, you know, got torched by Mike Thomas in the first game, they don't want that to happen again. And if you believe in what they're saying, I don't think Mike Thomas is going to have the game he had last time.
No, and I think you brought up the third main key that I was going to bring up if you hadn't got to it. I don't think the general sports fan realizes the difference Talib will make in a secondary. He may have lost a half step, but he's still one of the best cover men in NFL history. And for Wade Phillips to have him back, now you can shift Peters to the other side, and now you can match up Talib with Thomas. Thomas is still going to get his, but he in no way, shape, or form is going to light them up in the manner of which he did last time, which they needed every yard he got them because of Talib. Advantage, Rams on Sunday.
And as long as Talib doesn't take stupid penalties like the one he had in the end zone, which brought Dallas even back to contention, because there was no reason for him to even touch that guy. He got the pass interference call. Yeah, I think he's going to be a big game. All right, the nightcap. Kansas City, Arrowhead Stadium. Hard to believe it's the first time they're hosting an AFC championship game against the team that everybody says is done, the New England Patriots. Still 3, and I saw because of the weather, I assume, the over-under went down from like 58 to like 55.
Yeah, it's diving, especially when the general public has the new trend that just came out, that playoff games that are played in 0 to 10-degree weather have gone under the posted total 9 of the last 11. It is supposed to be 0 degrees at kickoff. There's the reason why this total is coming down. And for me, I'm going to play under the posted total. Now the first meeting in New England, nice weather, 43-40 was your final. But in this one here, I just think with the situation, the weather, the game, I think both teams are going to play it close to the vest. For me, the Patriots better be careful coming with that zero blitz against Mahomes, who has seen it. In that first meeting, he even admitted it. He was kind of a deer in the headlights. I don't know if you remember that game on Sunday night,
Yeah. But
he missed a couple of easy touchdown throws in the first half that could have created separation for Kansas City. I don't know what I'm doing with the side yet, but I believe under the posted total is the way we play this one on Sunday.
Now, the fact that New England was able to run the ball so well, obviously weather conditions suggests they'll try to run some more. Kansas City, will they be able to stop the run? And the other question about Kansas City's defense, to me the key of the game as far as Brady goes is, as everyone knows, when you pressure him, he has problems. Dee Ford and some of the other Kansas City pass rushers, they have to get pressure on Brady or else New England wins.
I agree with that. The one thing we can count on is just how much better that Chiefs defense plays at home than they do on the road. It's like night and day, and you saw it. You saw it against the Colts last week. They played fantastic football to force them to, I believe, 4 3-and-outs to start the game. That's just, you just shook your head. As hot as that Colts offense was, they couldn't do anything. And you look at down the stretch, 14 to Jacksonville, 10 to Cincinnati, 23 to Denver, Baltimore, 24. The Raiders, 3. They just a better defense at home. I just think that they're going to be fine against the run. That was the hottest run offense in the NFL, the Colts. Granted, the weather, the field, the snow, the wetness, but they still look like a different defense with those 2 weeks off.
Is the fact that Tom Brady, this is the first game he's been an underdog in since 2014 Is that just alarming? Or just say how great the Patriots have been?
Well, it's a couple reasons. One, it just goes to show you how many home playoff games they've gotten. This is only their 10th road playoff game since the Belichick-Brady era began. They're 3-6 in the playoffs on the road. So it just goes to show you that playing in the watered-down division of Miami and Buffalo and the Jets, and every year they win their division and they get that first-round bye, that's how big the Ravens beating the Chargers in the regular season, thus the Chargers becoming the one seed and the Chiefs becoming the two seed, that's how big that was for the Patriots then to have got the first round bye and to be able to have San Diego play them in New England. Because one thing people didn't remember, the San Diego Chargers, and they'll always be San Diego to me until they get their own stadium, they traveled all the way to Denver and back to L.A., all the way to Baltimore, back to L.A., and then all the way to New England. That travel schedule late in the season after a long, hard season, they just weren't ready to. They were tired. They were tired, and they weren't awake, and they got jumped on. Imagine if the Patriots would have had to go out on the road where, and this is the thing that scares me about the Patriots, you just don't show up and start winning football games on the road when you haven't been able to win football games on the road all year. This is a Patriots team that lost at Detroit, lost at Jacksonville, got blown out at Tennessee, and lost at Pittsburgh, and lost at Miami. They just can't play on the road. And so the thing that scares me, if you use the Patriots in this game, do they all of a sudden find it on the road? And it's very easy for us as handicappers and for the general public to go on what we just saw. How great they looked at home against the Chargers. Oh, my gosh, they're back. Well, you know and I know, and if you follow football, playing at home and playing on the road are two entirely different things. And something tells me the right side of the game is the Chiefs, simply because the Patriots have shown you they can't play on the road all year long. What's going to change? Well, Belichick gets to see him again, and nobody's better at making adjustments. Well, hey, Bill, you see Miami every year. You couldn't beat them on the road. Granted, it was a fluky whatever, but Miami still scored almost 30 on your defense. What's going on there?
And I believe, because we talked about it on our show this morning, that the Patriots have lost every AFC championship game they've had to play on the road.
Yeah. I came out and said that the Belichick-Brady run to Super Bowl glory is flawed because of the home field advantage that they have had in getting to these Super Bowls. And that's why, if you look, every single Patriots Super Bowl is a close Super Bowl. It's a close game. They don't blow anybody out because they're not necessarily the best team when they get there, but they're the best coach team when they get there.
That's for sure. Bill Belichick is the best of all time. Brandon Lang, appreciate it. BrandonLang.com for all your information. Talk to you soon, bud.
All right. Thank you, brother.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.